Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Bonjour tout le monde, bienvenue à Sous-écoute. And Two Drink Minimum, épisode spécial. Et salut au monde de Granby.
So is that how it ends?
What?
Because usually it's, and here's your host, Mike Ward, but it was just,
aussi,
and
like, welcome, good night.
Oh, fuck.
Et voici votre animateur.
I want him to work on TV. I want a TV. It'd be, I'd start watching TV again.
If he was on?
If that's how they started the Tonight Show. Yeah. They're like, welcome, Jimmy Fallon is going to do jokes.
You ready?
go! It's your turn. So this is, I've been doing Sous-écoute for a while, and which is a French podcast, and everyone keeps telling me you should do an English episode. So this is our... English episode. This I'm with Pantelis, who me and him and Poseidon do Two Drink Minimum every week. So this is a mix between Sous-écoute and Two Drink.
Yeah, that's basically it. Well, look, we were looking if we're gonna do this episode in French and English, you know, the big Sous-écoute transfer, to have a guest worth bringing on. So Mike decided on probably one of the hottest comedians out right now, a free speech warrior, a guy who's the only person I've ever given a real compliment to at Just for Laughs 2 years ago because he deserved it. The only person, because he's the fucking truth. Give it up for Flagrant Twos, Andrew Schultz.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Bonjour.
Thank you so much for coming out. How was the show last night?
Oh, they were fun, dude. Oh, love you. Hey, thank you so much for having me. I love Montreal. No, they were great. They were great. Thank you very much for that. We were. He was helping me with some local Montreal jokes.
And, what did he tell you?
Well, we were working on... what was the idea? Oh, that was the one that worked. Yeah. The joke was, I was just like, tell me some things that are, you know, going on. And he said that there was a big thing with the masks and the mask policies were crazy out here. And I was like, yeah, they really want to, you know, cover your head unless you're a teacher that's Muslim.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. Someone who's not local. That's a good reference.
No, that was pretty good. And then I think we just called Legault a pedophile. And then,
that's so funny. Because he asked me, he goes, is there a politician that was in like a sex scandal with a minor? And I was like, no. And he goes, I'll just say Legault looks like a pedophile.
He does look creepy, dude.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is that, like, he's like, yeah, he kissed his wife when he won or something.
His sister.
Yeah. No, but she kissed him.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Look at the video. He goes for the cheek, and then she's like, no. Yeah. Like, she wanted more. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that really wasn't on him. But yeah, he fucks kids and went in France, you know.
Did you I told you to say a phrase in French. Did you say
bonsoir, mes amis?
Okay. And did they lose their shit or were they like, why is Andrew speaking
French?
Yeah,
I think that's what it's more like that. They're like, why is he speaking French? All right. Yeah, get to that English shit. Make us laugh. No.
So the crowd was good?
They were great. They were really fun. The crowds, the crowds here, I don't know. I like French people. I just think that they're annoying and fun. Okay.
That's like, the best way to describe them.
Yeah, they're just like, the French are the most unintentionally funny people you'll ever meet. Like when they, like when they're not trying to make you laugh, they're the absolutely most hysterical. And this is, I was wondering, I was like, is it going to be that different from, like, you know, France, and then obviously coming here to Quebec? And it's like, nope. Like, the way that, like, you guys have an opinion as if everybody's disagreeing with you when nobody said anything. Like, it starts out a disagreement. You'd be like, ah, you need oxygen. You know, and it's like, yeah, you need oxygen. Like, you need to breathe. But everything is, ah, come on, you know. But we have to eat every day or you die. Come on. Like, it's like, yeah, I agree with you. Eating is important. Yeah.
Everyone's on the defensive.
It's like, what I love about it is, like, you started out as if you're an idiot for disagreeing with me, and then I just go, yeah, I guess you're right. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you start your premise with, you'd be stupid to disagree with me, I won't disagree with you. It's a really smart tactic.
Yeah.
Like, instead of being like, what do you think about this? You go, only stupid people would disagree. Mm. Thank you so much for the water, which is, you have to have. Yeah. You know what I mean? You must. If I said thank you, she would be like, you will die if you don't drink a little water. You look thirsty, you know? So I like it. I like it here, Mike.
So you're going, your flight is this afternoon, right?
Yeah, 5:00.
Are you flying private this time or?
No.
You went back to fucking shitty commercial.
I know, pathetic.
How is it? Because, like,
pathetic,
I don't have jet money. I have business class money.
Oh, it's the best.
And when you go from business class back to coach, it's horrible.
Yeah, I leave my wife in coach now.
Okay.
I can't spoil her, you know what I mean? No, it is, the private jet ship, we only do when it's close.
Okay.
Because it's basically you're paying by the hour and it's crazy. But for 1 hour, sometimes it makes sense.
How much is it? Because I've never...
It's like 10,000.
Okay.
For an hour.
Okay. But if you think about, like, if I'm traveling with 8 people...
Going to, like, Philly.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, maybe it works.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys should do it.
Actually, yeah. It does work for 10 people. Yeah, if you're just doing those hours.
You know, sometimes, and then it's like there's certain places where you have, the only way you can get from fucking Alabama to New Orleans is if you fly from Alabama to Atlanta to New Orleans, and you're like, okay, should I do that or should I just go?
Okay.
I don't know why I'm justifying private jets. They're awesome.
Yeah.
That's why. Because they're fucking sick.
Yeah.
Okay? That's why. Spend the money wisely. Yeah.
Tell them.
All right? What would Legault do? Take a preschool up there, you know?
Keep flying a nice Epstein Island. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's something about a private jet that seems like so much fun. And I'm sure it's the first thing you regret when you lose all your money.
Yes.
You're like, fuck. I was so dumb.
Can I tell you something, Mike? It's so much fun until you're in the air and you're like, there's no internet. There's no crackers. It sucks when you're in the air. But the picture makes everybody go, oh, I wish I was in that thing. It's so much better to fly, like, business.
Okay.
Yeah, just go fly Air Canada
business.
No
security, right?
Oh, that's the cool thing. No security. Yeah.
How does that work?
It's just, you know, if you're rich enough, you won't blow things up.
Yeah.
It's really it. It's
that's
like,
accurate, bro.
Dude,
that's
they
accurate.
Literally, they just go, rich people want to live longer,
so
they don't need security.
Yeah,
dude, this is have you noticed this, like, when you're flying business, if you're flying business or first, you don't even have to wear a mask, really.
I have
they don't tell you, don't have to do anything,
really.
Seatbelt, no, because they're looking, you're like, they'll figure it out if the plane goes down.
Okay.
Like, they're not gonna get stuck, you know what I mean? The seat can be laid back, there's no fucking rules up front, and the second you go back, it's just, hey, you know, seat back up and put your mask on, you fat fuck.
Yeah,
you know.
So get money. What are you guys fucking waiting
for?
Yeah,
money's dope, dude.
Yeah.
Money works, dude. Money's great.
When you fly, does your team fly at business too, or they're in coach?
I pay for business. I know, I pay for coach, but, like, we fly so much that they get, like, the upgrade thing.
Okay.
So they're all in business, and I'm fucking pissed. Because, like, fuck this. You know?
I work for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel it.
I hate it.
Mike does the opposite. Last time we went to LA, we decided to bring Poseidon, our third Mike, who was doing crowd
Poseidon.
Work earlier.
Yeah.
And it was his first time in LA, and he got him a first class seat. It was the first time he was sitting first class. He had two huge benches for himself.
Whoa.
Yeah, this guy was living the dream.
Still
yeah.
didn't fit somehow.
Wow, Poseidon. Yeah.
And then he had the business meal, the first class meal.
Yeah.
And then he asked for a coach meal, yeah. too. So he ate two meals, one right after the other.
And they knew. They knew you shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
They knew.
They're like, oh, they knew.
They're like, something's wrong with this right here. Yeah. You went extra. You asked for the coach meal with the fucking tinfoil on the top? Nah, dude.
The same air waitress asked for his ticket twice. So, yeah.
No. Fuck. Why Poseidon? Why is your name Poseidon?
His parents
look,
were drunk.
Did you see this? Did you see? Did you see his... Did you guys see what he looked?
The whole
why
body
Poseidon?
Shook.
And he went. He did the French thing. Where he was like, "Why wouldn't? Why not? Why?" His shoulders came up. Like why? Yeah.
Like you're a dumb guy for asking that.
Why would you not name your kid a God's name? Why would you have a regular name as a kid? This is something French people do, and I love it. No matter what they do, it is the only thing that can be done. And anybody who else is different is like, "What's wrong? Why would you?" English, why would you speak English in America? Why?
But why, yeah, why is it Poseidon?
I've never, asked
that. No, I never asked him that. Because I think probably... probably
booking his flights and typing Poseidon into it. And never once be like, let me figure this out. That's your real name? It's not made up?
Yeah, well, like a middle name type of shit.
It's a middle name.
Yeah. Middle name type of shit.
Middle name type of
that's
shit.
That's not a sentence.
Yeah.
You don't have like a good line that you say to girls? Why are you Poseidon? Because I get you wet.
Well, like, that was it.
Actually, I have in the past...
Come
that
on.
That was it. That was it.
Yeah.
In the past, Schulte...
I've heard him say that.
No, he doesn't.
I've heard him say that.
I've said that. And in the past, I've said, because I'll rock your boat.
Because you'll rock your boat. Yeah. That's good.
It was only good until she said the fuck you will and walked away.
Yeah. I'll rock your boat, dude.
I'll rock your boat.
Damn. That's great, dude.
Who did you say that to? Like in a hope it was a bar and she was drunk.
I think it was like Tinder and shit.
You think?
Tinder?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know exactly what it was. I think it was Tinder. Well, you typed it in with your hands shaking.
Yeah.
And there was some shit lost in translation. Oh, what is rock boat? Why would you... you make me sick and throw up? Why? Why would you do this? It's...
I like how he's shaking. Yeah. He's like, what's the statute of limitations? What can I say about that night? Yeah.
Dude, Poseidon, great name.
Thank you.
What's the guy's next to you named?
His name is Yan.
Okay, well.
Do you want to ask him why Yan?
Yan. Yan, are you a fan of Chinese currency?
I do, in fact. It's my mother chose this name in the book. Because it was a doctor in the book. He was a tall blonde man doctor, and she thought I would become a tall blonde man doctor.
She should have fucked someone that wasn't your dad. Turns out cum is way more important than a name.
You gonna say something, Poseidon? Because I see you with the mic at your mouth.
Oh, no, I'm just...
You're ready.
No, just in case, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But no, I got no thoughts.
Do some crowd work.
I'm glad figured that out.
I got no thoughts behind these eyes, bro. So
how was it? Because you're like, you're...
Hold on 1 second. We're covering up his bomb. What did you just say?
Nothing.
Hold on. We can't move on without acknowledging
this.
What fucking 9/11 came out of your mouth just right there? Dude, hold on. What did you just say?
I said there's no thought behind these eyes, but it was
there's no thought behind your eyes?
Yeah, just
so he calls himself retarded.
Yeah.
And no one laughed because everyone was like, oh shit, he knows too.
Yeah, that's why. There are people so excited to see this trio on stage And there's some people that are terrified right now, and he's one of them.
Poseidon.
Because, dude, he gets the shit taken from every fucking week. It's
really?
Just relentless bullying for me and Mike.
Oh, this is great.
So the fact that you're on stage now, he's like, this guy doesn't know that I get bullied.
But now
we
know.
And you automatically did it. Yeah. You were drawn to fucking with him.
Now we know, Poseidon.
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
Thanks.
Yo, did you get any shit for that whole Will Smith intro you did last week, which everyone loved?
Oh, yeah.
No, not yet. Not yet. No. I mean, yeah, mostly I think just celebrated. I mean, I guess a couple people said something, but like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's just, I think if his jokes usually, except for you, if it's jokes, no, it's true. It's like, I always bring Mike up because we always go like, is there anybody that's been canceled for jokes? Like an actual like punchline setup, saying something like when you're caught in a bathroom and someone records it, I think that's more like fucked up. But actually like, here's the point of the joke and then I do it. Usually no, except you, and you actually seem to be doing all right
now. Every time they try to cancel someone, if it's just for a joke, it never works.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
They get more popular. Yeah. They get more. Yeah.
And then since it doesn't work, if you mention they tried to cancel me, then they get angry. They're like, okay, yeah, he's talking about cancel culture and he's selling out a big room. Yeah, but you're the one that tried to cancel me, fuckface.
I didn't ask for this.
I didn't ask for it. I wasn't like, okay, what can I do to piss these people off that they'll make me lose my job on TV? They'll make me fucking go through a depression. I'll do this, and then they're like, why are you pretending to be a victim in this?
I hate when they put the victimhood onto you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
that was amazing what you did in Toronto.
They're basically going, why were you dressed like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? like you got raped, and they're like, but you shouldn't have been wearing that outfit.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what you're doing,
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's your fault. Why'd you make that joke?
Yeah.
That's what I fucking do.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's funny. They're victim blaming.
They're victim blaming me.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you did in Toronto was fucking big dick energy.
Yeah.
When they said, sorry, you tell some offensive jokes.
Oh,
you
the Massey
You can't play
Hall
here.
Thing.
Yeah, Massey Hall. And they're like, all right, then I'll play there more often.
Yeah,
I'll sell
dude.
More tickets. Go
and
fuck yourself.
It was like, that was the best thing that could ever happen. I didn't realize in the moment, but like all these like Canadian news outlets picked up the story. Mm-hmm. So we just got free promo.
Yeah.
So we just kept selling show after show after show, and it was just, it was awesome. Getting almost canceled is the best.
Yeah. getting almost canceled for jokes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like,
that's a good
like,
point.
If only Kramer knew how to use this, he could have been selling out arenas.
Yeah. If he just had like a setup and punchline, he might be okay. But that's true. Almost canceled is the ideal space.
Yeah, you got to be in that sweet spot.
If Kramer opened with what's the deal with these, then it would have been all right. He would have been fucking selling out right now.
I'm trying to think, what is the joke that he could say? Yeah, that's really tough. That
word. There's no coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't come back.
No.
Yeah, he can't come back, bro.
He can, whenever we see him now, that's all we think of.
Yeah.
Like even when, like I watched Seinfeld the other day, I hadn't watched it for years. And every time he'd come in, I was like, that guy's bad at stand-up. He's fucking, he doesn't.
And Smith tried to cancel himself this week.
Yeah.
He tried to remove himself. He's like, I'll take the punishment for this.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, the Smith thing was interesting. What did you guys think about that? What was the reaction from you?
We were pissed. Me and him were furious. We went on Twitter tirades. I was mad. But I was very curious. I wanted to know what happened at home when he got there. Because you know he was looking for approval. Like, he's like, babe, what do you think? And she's like, oh, yeah, get out of my room. Just get out of my room. Bring the condoms and get out of my room.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
For sure, though, he was doing that thinking, like, of all the people that called him a cuck for last 5 years.
Yeah,
he's like, I'll show these fuckers.
No, you won't.
I'll fucking hit a small man trying to tell a joke.
I'm her best boyfriend. You're going to see why.
It is so sad because, like, if he just came out and said, it's really difficult for me that people fuck my wife.
Yeah.
I get it.
I think we would literally, I think even Chris Rock would be like, buddy, slap me again. Dude, like if he was just honest enough with himself, because like that is, I have a wife and I don't think people fuck her. And just even thinking about that
gets you pissed.
Yeah. I'm so angry.
Yeah.
So if he just said, listen, dude, I'm really struggling with the fact that like a lot of people in my neighborhood fuck my wife a lot. And my kids' friends do it.
Yeah, that's true too, yeah.
Like, yeah. If he was just honest, he's like, sometimes I come home and my son will be like, hey, my buddy's coming over. And I'm like, for what? Right? Like, right? Like, because I think he's trying to, like, you know, be, like, more evolved. Does that make sense?
That's
like,
what he says, but
it's bullshit, dude. You can't evolve past that.
No.
Dude.
No.
Someone's fucking your wife, dude. There's no, like, higher ground.
And
right?
It must be hard to for a guy like him who's so clean cut, like he doesn't swear. Because if your wife is fucking someone else, you want to just yell, you fucking whore.
Yes.
And just fucking tell everyone what a stupid bitch
she
is.
Yes.
But you're like he reminds me of Cosby. Before Cosby.
Is his break.
Yeah, he's like the new Cosby.
He's the new Cosby. Yeah.
He's the new Cosby without the rings.
Only he's asleep and people are fucking his wife.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's the difference. Dude, it sucks, man.
Fuck, it sucks.
Just be honest. Yeah. If he could just be honest and be like, hey, my life has been a lot more difficult now. That people fuck my wife.
Yeah.
I get it.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it explains everything. Like, he's on TikTok, like, doing dances, and it's like, you're just trying to distract yourself from the fact that there's a guy blasting your wife.
Yeah. He's blasting the music.
to turn down his wife moaning.
And she's yelling, turn it down, Will!
Turn it down, Will. I want to hear you cry. I can't come unless you cry.
But the fact that it was Chris Rock, I think, pissed us off more because he's a legend. Like, we look up to him. He's a legend. Yeah. He's one of
the greatest ever.
And ever.
Yeah.
So that hurt.
Sweet and small. Yeah. Which made, like, if at least he hit, like, a big guy.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone was like, oh, Chris Rock was a gentleman. He didn't hit back. But he's, like, a foot shorter. He's 80 pounds lighter. Yeah. So if he did hit back, he would have got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah,
but he's going to get his revenge. Trust me. People are thinking the revenge is going to be fucking Jada. Chris Rock is a comedian. He's going to wait, and he's going to fuck Jaden.
Ooh!
Will's going to fill that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea, dude. Just fuck his son. Whoa, dude.
That'll fuck Will up.
Yeah. Oh, that poor family. The whole family.
Am I the only one not having sex in his house?
Yeah, just what a weird... Yeah, I'm tired of these people trying to, like, be evolved.
Yeah.
Just cut that shit out.
And he was quick to hit. Like, you know, if someone insults your wife...
Yeah.
And it wasn't an insult, but if someone did insult your wife, you'd be like... Did that motherfucker just insult my wife?
Yeah.
That fucking son of a bitch. As soon as we go to commercial, I'm going to go tell. Yeah. You don't fucking get up.
It's like
and
he
hit.
Made the decision earlier. Like, if anybody acts out, then I'm going to do
I'm
something.
Fucking, as soon as one person says anything.
That's so true.
They're getting bitched
and
up.
I just don't understand. Like, I don't know. I kind of love that. Like, I don't want anybody insulting my wife, but I do like people like reprimanding her.
Keeping her in check.
I like that. Yeah, I was at this casino a couple days ago. We were going to like this wedding and like she walked into a part of the casino she wasn't supposed to. And like the guy was like, basically there's a blackjack table here and a blackjack table here, right? She walked halfway through. Security guard comes up and goes, "Miss, you have to leave." And I already know my wife and I'm like, she's going to say she's more than halfway through. So it's easier to just go to the other side. Like, I just already know her. And I literally see her mouth start to go, "I'm actually closer to the other side." And the guy just goes, "I don't care. Get the hell out." And I couldn't help myself but be like, "Tell that bitch, bro. Like, I fucking loved it. I can't tell my wife that. I could never tell my wife that. And this guy doesn't have to deal with anything. Like, she's already not going to fuck him. He got nothing to lose." Like... I was rooting for him so hard, dude. I loved it. So I get off on that. But don't insult my wife, but I do like, you know, let her know. Because it's too hard. You're married?
Yeah.
You're married? Yeah, it's like, you got to pick your battles, you know?
Yeah.
Will should have done that.
Yeah.
Should have turned around and like, "You heard that shit? You look goofy. Get the fuck away. What are you doing? You're embarrassing me up here.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
But she looks good.
Oh, she looks amazing. Good.
It's not an insult, but she looks great.
It's also like this a disease. Like, come on.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like when women go bald, it's a disease.
I don't know.
Right? Like, I don't know. It seems kind of unfair. There's a joke in there probably. What is it?
There is.
That's something that we, what is it? We go through normally. When you experience it, it's called a disease. What is something you go through normally, and when we experience it, it would be a disease?
Bleeding, like, just randomly.
Yeah.
Or tits, having tits.
I guess.
Like, if you have like two big tumors.
Yeah, you're just a fat fuck.
Yeah.
You're not diseased. You don't have titty disease. If a guy grows tits, it's his fault. Right? Stop eating all the time, you fat fuck with your big old tits.
Yeah, that's you. That's all you, bro.
Oh, yeah, you don't get to play the victim. Just strapping your tits down before you go to the Oscars. Yeah.
That'd be amazing. You go slap the person on stage. Keep my fat husband's mouth name out of your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it was good, but I loved seeing all the comics get together. It was because normally we fuck with each other a lot. Yeah. I love that everyone was, and I'm keeping tabs.
Oh, the people who didn't
speak
up?
Oh, there are comics that are fucking either trying to go the side of Will.
Yeah. There was an article in one of the Montreal papers, or well, the English paper, Montreal, about
the Gazette.
Gazette, and it was it said comedians divided on the Will
no
Smith
one's
thing.
Divided,
and then they talked to like
no some... Jada's divided.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, go. But
the only people that were like kind of defending Will that claim to be comics aren't real comics.
Yeah,
no one that goes on stage can see a guy get hit and go, yeah, but he was asking for it.
He
made a joke about a movie that came out 46 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's a dick move.
Yeah. Uncalled for. Yeah.
Uncalled for.
My boy Mark had a funny take on it. He was like, the person who should feel the worst is Demi Moore. Because she looked great in G.I. Jane.
Mm.
And that was an insult.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Rock was like, you look like that ugly white lady.
Yeah.
And Demi Moore was like, that was the best I've ever looked.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, fuck, dude. Isn't that insulting? Like, yeah. Like, I was shredded and ripped. I just buzzed my head.
Yeah.
And now you're a mutant.
Yo, speaking of Demi Moore, I heard Bruce Willis has dementia.
That's a
lie. It's not dementia.
Is that a lie? I think they might be fucking around, yeah.
Nah, I think that's a lie. I think that's a lie.
It's all cap.
No, that was just me being French about it.
There's no way. Yeah, apparently he's losing his shit.
Nah, that makes sense. He's old, bro. Yeah. Like, people get old, they lose their man.
No, your president seems fine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love Biden.
Oh, he's fucked.
He's the man, though.
You think so?
I love him.
I think he's lost his fucking mind.
Yeah, yeah, but that's the fun part.
Yeah, all right.
Like,
we're on the same page.
Yeah, people put too much faith in the politicians. Like, don't want change, just want entertainment, and you're going to be happy.
He's not getting worse, too.
Like, say what?
He seems to be... Or I think they, since they know he's so bad at speaking, he doesn't really talk that much anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like when he was first running,
which is annoying.
People were like, God damn, he sounds like my grandfather.
He sounds crazy.
Yeah, but
he was like, we're going to release 1 trillion barrels. And you're like, 1 trillion what? Like, he's just making up numbers.
Yeah.
And I love that. That's the best. Like, I don't want anything coherent out of my president. Or any politician. I just want them to just say nonsense. Just get up there and just say bullshit. Yeah, that's what's the best.
He never meets our guy. He should. It would be interesting because there's no reason to be like, Barack, it's nice to see you again as soon as fucking Justin walks in.
Wait. Oh. I got you. I missed that one. Sorry, Pentelis.
Don't you worry, bro.
But yeah, the Justin thing is interesting. Yeah, isn't it worse when they like... want to look like they're doing the right thing?
Ah, this motherfucker. Nah, he's... Yeah. We know he's
the
not
The internet is his worst enemy.
Yeah.
Because he tries to be all woke. And there are any... If you Google Justin Trudeau and write any nationality, you see pictures of him dressed up as those people. You can do... He's dressed up as a Mexican. He's dressed up as Indian people. Inuit, Native American, black. He's been...
When he's playing Asian, he'll squint his eyes. Like, he doesn't even try.
I love that. Yeah. I wish he would do it still. I think that's what we want.
Yeah.
I truly believe he did it. Yeah.
He was like, fuck you. That's my thing.
That's my thing. I dress up as whoever the fuck I want, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, this is what we want from our politicians. Raw entertainment. You don't think they're fucking entertained in North Korea? You wake up every day and there's just a giant nuclear warhead just being driven down the street. You're like, this is pretty fucking cool. I didn't... They don't have TV. They just have giant nuclear warhead being driven down the street, and it's fucking fun for them, right?
You ever
we
seen
want
their news?
That. Say again?
You ever seen their news?
No.
North Korea. It's one famous North Korean woman
yeah.
who yells into the microphone. Who yells? She's like, the Americans are gonna kill. She's just
love,
yelling, and that's all they get.
Love it.
So if they tune in, it's a lady yelling at them, and they're like, oh, fuck this shit, and they'll turn it off. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're Asian. They've had an old Asian lady yell at them.
Yeah,
that's
before?
Just that's part of the culture. Do your homework or whatever.
I wonder. Yeah, that was the audition. It was just a TV guy walking down the street going, oh, that kid's crying really hard. Yeah. I'm going to get his mom.
Malice is the one that told us, I think. They rewrote history. So there's a couple of things. Like they said, Kim Jong-un invented the burrito in 2011 or whatever.
Yeah, fire.
Also, fire. America doesn't exist. They bombed America. They won the great North Korean-American war.
I love this.
And they're the last place on Earth, and they're the best place on Earth. That's what they believe. So they wake up in the morning.
We all rewrite history, dude.
They eat their daily meal of wood.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is amazing.
Yeah. this is great. I think, here's the thing. It's like, they're being like, they're going extra about it, but like everybody rewrites history. You just make yourself look like the hero, you know? Like if you really look at like even American history, the shit that we make look cool, like even like when we, you know, got our independence from the British, like what was the first thing that we did? Do you guys know?
The Boston Tea Party.
Yeah. What a fucking pussy way. This is our big hero moment, is we took tea and we threw it into the water. And we're taught every single year as a kid, like, that's how you show bravery, is you fucking chamomile. Yeah. You know. That's, we taught them a lesson. Like, this is the 1700s. You could shoot people.
Yeah.
You could walk up to them and you could be like, I'd like to have a duel. And they had to say yes. And that we had that option, or we were like, let's fucking caffeinate the dolphins.
Yeah.
And then, and we chose that one instead. So we just lie. Everybody lies. Like, I'm sure your history is lies too, right? What are the things that you learned?
Oh, we murdered indigenous people.
Yeah.
No, you just don't talk about that. And then that's...
Yeah.
They just went away, right?
That's a strategy.
And isn't that better?
Yeah.
Isn't that better?
Sometimes they'll
say
something.
Not good that it happened, but isn't it better as like a proud Canadian? That didn't happen.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We did that for years.
Yeah, we don't... In American history, we don't ever learn about that period. It goes like beat the British to black people can vote. And then that whole thing, the whole thing is just removed and you feel great about it. You feel great. You walk, sometimes you see like a weird named street, you're like, Cherokee, what's that? Like, I don't know. And then it just, I'm not saying it's right, but if you were building a nation, do you want to build it on sadness?
Look, you make a great fucking point.
Yeah.
You guys are so happy, cheerful, and positive because you forget about the fucked up shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why people still go to church.
Yeah, go on that.
They don't think about that shit.
Yeah.
No one ever goes in and thinks this guy may have sucked the baby's dick. No one ever thinks like that when they're at church. They're just like, this is great. Yeah. It's bringing us together. Yeah. Why is that kid crying so much? What's happening?
How he old's knows? The baby, though? Yeah. Like, he doesn't know.
Yeah, no, we did that.
I love how they used to just, the priest, they'd move them like 50 miles away. That was the rule they had.
50 miles?
If you were 50 miles away, they were like, ah.
Yeah, like, you're disgusting. No. Fuck those kids? Wait till you see the hot kids down there.
Yo, that is fucked up, but it is also like, they believe in their product.
Yeah.
You know, like if they didn't believe in their product, they wouldn't let them stay. Right?
Yeah.
But they believe in it, so they're like, pray on this shit, and then if you pray enough, it goes away. Right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
If they don't, if they just kick them out, it's almost like they're admitting it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of fucked up?
Yeah.
They're kind of chained to keeping the pedophiles around because God should be able to save them. So it's almost like the Pope's like, yo, God, come on, yo.
Yeah.
The fuck, bro? Stop. We asking you to stop making them fuck kids, please. I'm moving them.
I've changed the interview process.
Yeah, what do you want me to
do?
Through. Prayer. You know what I mean? Like, isn't that fucked up? You got to forgive. Oh, wow.
Forgiving is hard.
Especially a pedophile. Like, there's some things yeah. you can forgive.
I can't do
but
it.
But you can't
dude.
Go, look, I fucked a kid, but that was 6 years ago. Yeah. I'm a changed man.
Look, I would love to be as evolved as Will Smith, but I can't bring myself to forgive a pedophile. It's I can't. Yeah, it's not in me.
No, you just got to kill him.
Yeah.
Do they?
I'm okay with that.
Oh,
and
me
then
too.
Sometimes we'll get it wrong. Like, sometimes they didn't do it. And it's like, it is what it is. Like,
I love how in America, pedophiles, when they move to a new neighborhood, they have to tell the people.
The whole neighborhood,
the
yeah.
The whole neighborhood. That means pedophiles must never move.
Yeah.
Like, once you're in a place that everyone kind of accepts you,
yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, I hate this house, but.
Dude, the second yeah. after they did that, I would raise the rent by like triple. Just knowing they're not going anywhere. Like, you're not going through that again. Ugh.
Yeah.
And also, what if you're in a building and you find some fucking pedophile yeah. like that?
Sweet, you gotta go to 125 units?
Yeah.
Oh, and sometimes a kid's gonna open yeah. the door and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. This is a trick.
Is your mom and dad home?
Are your parents home? No. Yeah. Okay. Are yeah. you good at keeping secrets?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, I'll
I gotta tell you something. Don't tell yeah. your dad, but I'm gonna warn you.
Why do we let them out? That's a weird thing. I think that's like a one time and you're done thing.
Yeah.
I think we're a little too forgiving with that. Because like murder makes more sense.
To let them out?
Like there's times yeah. where like you could probably kill somebody and it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like if I was Will Smith and I walked in on my wife getting fucked by my kid's friend. And then I killed him. I think that most people would be like, okay,
I get
that's
it.
Fucked up. Yeah. But like yeah. 10 years, you can come back.
Yeah. You're not going to do that to random people.
Yeah. Yeah. No one is fucking a kid out of self-defense. I was like, I didn't know what to do. I panicked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Your Honor, believe me, he just came out of nowhere, so I fucked him.
Yeah, you can't have momentary insanity. You're like, dude, I just went crazy for a second, sucked that kid's dick, and I fucking ran away. I don't know what the hell happened. Yeah. Yeah, it's like you wanted to do that. You always want to do that, and it's never going away, so you got to be locked up forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you lock him up forever.
I'm with you.
That's a great idea.
I don't know if they let. I don't know. Here they're very soft, but I think in the States, a lot of times they get fucking. Yeah.
Well, we make
raped.
Sure they get killed in the
yeah.
prison.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah,
sure.
Here yeah. they put the pedophiles.
That's the way
together.
It should be.
They put so they can like exchange ideas.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. They get like really good at it yeah, after. Yeah. yeah.
But they because they used to put them with the general population, but then yeah. they get the shit kicked out of them.
Good.
Which is a good thing. Yeah, and absolutely. Then they were like, okay, let's protect them.
We protect the dumbest fucking
yeah.
people.
Yeah, I never understand that.
Some people don't need protection.
Yeah. Yeah, also, like, part of prison is getting your ass kicked. It's not like, if you knew when you went to jail you didn't get raped for a fact, right? I would pay for a lot less things. If I knew I could go to jail and I'd just be hanging around with, like, a bunch of guys with cool yeah. stories and, like, working out.
Yeah. You're basically in the Goodfellas.
Yeah, it's yeah. yeah you're just
you're
it's a gang. You're at the sports book.
Yeah,
you might as well be gambling, right? Like,
yeah.
yeah the problem with jail, the reason why we don't go, is getting raped. So realistically, you could remove jail
and just rape the pedophiles.
And just rape people yeah. who commit crimes yeah. to different levels. Yeah. Like,
I knew a guy that happened to.
Wait, what do you mean?
There was a guy who was, he got arrested years ago. He was smuggling immigrants across the border.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they
yeah.
caught him and he had to do his stint somewhere in the States, close to Vermont, like close to here, but
yeah.
his crime was committed in the U.S. And he thought he was a tough guy here, was that, but he knows no one there.
Yeah.
So his first day, he did that stupid shit of, I'm going to act like a tough guy. He started shit with the wrong person. And then for the rest of his stint, he was getting beatings and raped all the time.
Yep.
He came out a changed man.
Wow.
Yeah. But he was yeah. fucked. And the only way I found out about it is because I made yeah. a joke when he got out. I said, about getting raped in prison. He walked out of the room.
No.
And his friends were like, what the fuck are you doing? That's not funny. I was like, of course it's funny. He was in jail. He's like, you know what happened? And they told me, like, dude, he started shit the first day and they would beat him up and gang rape him. It fucked up his whole thing. And mentally, he became crazy. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He actually flips burgers 3 blocks from here.
Let's go.
Yeah. yeah.
That is crazy, though.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
And he'll never go back to jail.
No, I don't think he'll ever
if
speak
he does,
to
he liked it. Fuck. That's the other yeah. thing. If you got raped in prison and you go back, yeah. come on, buddy.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
We know what's up.
You're taking
first
extra
time.
Long showers.
Yeah. 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 Shame on us. Second time, shame on you.
Yeah. That could be the punishment, dude. I'm wondering.
I have a feeling, though, that most guys in jail don't get raped. I think we're all afraid that we're going to go to jail and someone's going to rape us.
We're so arrogant.
Yeah. But like I'm a...
What makes you special, Mike?
I'm a fat, old white guy. Like, who wants to fuck me?
You walk in, you're so nervous. Like, they're after me. They're looking at me like, child, please. Yeah, Ain't nobody want that white booty. Yeah.
He's the only guy I know that actually was raped. He's the only guy. I know a lot of people that go to jail. He's the only guy that I know for sure that he was raped.
Good looking dude? Or
now he's fucking like a goblin. But when he was young, I guess, he was a good looking dude.
They fucked the handsome out of him.
Yeah. Dude, he looked, when he came out, he must have been in his 30s. He looked 70, bro. The guy was fucked. He was like this.
Yeah.
Just traumatized. Yeah. That'll traumatize me too. Yeah. If I was getting gang raped every day, after day six at least, I'd start fucking. I'd start losing my shit.
You must look older too because it fucks your hips.
Huh?
Yeah, it fucks your hips.
It does.
I guess, right? Getting gang raped every day.
I don't think it was light rape.
It might affect your hips. Yeah, that's I was I was thinking mostly asshole.
The first thing to go
there's
is
a whistling
asshole.
Sound Mike, when you walk.
Mike is hilarious. I'm really worried about my hips in jail, guys. It's the only thing that I can't recover from is the hips.
Yeah, because your asshole. You can
we
do
could
like,
soul an asshole.
Yeah. You can do Kegel exercises.
You can strengthen it.
Fucking, you can,
Yeah, why does anybody work out in prison? Like, you're just trying to be better looking to get raped?
Why do they wash?
Oh.
Like, I wouldn't wash.
Yeah, you just wouldn't wash.
Like, if you're going to rape me, I'm going to stink.
Yeah.
You're going to have trouble getting an erection.
Yeah.
Oh, but then you're going to get the most disgusting rapists that like that shit. You don't want that.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
Yeah, you want the clean rapist.
Yeah.
You the don't hygienic want the ones.
I want the guy that puts Purell on his hands before he finger bangs me.
Yeah. You're going to get the guy that cleans his nose if it's the dirty guy. Oh, dude.
Oh, that's the lube he uses. Just fucking snot.
You get him where you can.
Canadian prisons.
That's funny, guys.
How the fuck did we get there? Was that my fault?
The rape?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
We're just trying to reform the justice system, guys. That's what it comes down to.
But here, I think someone told me it was worse now, but a couple of years ago, there was a famous Quebec producer that got caught for he was having sex with this girl that he was managing, and he got 3 years in prison.
How old was she?
For what?
She was like 8.
Oh.
You should open with that. That's a change.
He fucked an 8-year-old girl for years.
And it was only 3 years in
prison. He got 3 years in prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be. He should die.
Did he have money?
He had crazy money.
There you go.
Yeah.
Goes back to your money. First point. We open this goddamn show. Get some money. Fuck any kids you want.
Yeah.
All right. all you pedophiles in jail didn't work hard enough. Just lazy. That's what you are. Be a little bit more capitalist about it.
If you put in a 40-hour work week, you wouldn't be getting raped by those dudes, Trevor. God fucking. So what do you got planned next?
We gotta go. I got a couple shows in New York, then a couple shows in Vancouver, and then one in Atlantic City, and then the tour is done.
This tour's done, right? What are you gonna do? You're gonna release a video of this?
I have a special that we filmed, so there's that. I want that to come out sometime.
Is it coming out Netflix or?
Well, let's see. That we're still kind of figuring out.
Because I love how, like, you talk so much shit about Netflix.
Yeah.
And then when, like, I was just imagining what the meeting was like. Yeah. That they're like, oh, you said that we don't matter. Here's $8 million. You said we're bad at business. Here's all our money. Yeah. Can you want some money?
It's pretty awesome to be in that phone call. I just want to let
God
you know.
Damn.
Yeah, they brought it up or something happened. Oh, it was like, they alluded to it. They're like, we just need to like.
You should have hung up on them when they brought it up. Fuck you.
You know, the funny thing is like, I would have, like, I don't know. YouTube is inevitable. Like, it's just the future. There's nothing Netflix can do to compete. There's nothing anybody can do to compete. It's just what it is. But I recognize that, like, people my age and people older,
they still see the world in terms of like these certain, I don't know, you need like boxes checked off in order to validate, you know? So they see like a YouTube video and they're like, oh, that's just that YouTube thing everybody does. So seeing like a Netflix special meant I made it to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't realize what's happening in the real
world.
You're
selling out a 10,000 seater, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's, oh, you did TV. Netflix, you yeah. must be whatever. So, yeah. So I did that and I probably lost money. I probably lost market share. Like if we just kept doing those weekly videos, it would be way bigger. But I knew that the Netflix thing was important to like bring us to a different level. And so right now I'm like, I want more than anything for the special to be on YouTube.
So everyone can have access to it.
Yeah, I want the people. Like my the days of like doing a special where you make money on the special are I think are done. And yeah. I think now the day is you just give that content to the people and then you recoup that investment on the road.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you guys know you work the road. Mm-hmm. Like you can make real money on the road and that's the thing that we love to do anyway. So yes, if you're, you know, making $20 million a special and it's on Netflix, you get to get in front of people and get it, you know, get paid for it. That's awesome. That's probably best case scenario. But even then, not as many people are going to see it. Like now Netflix is going to start, I guarantee, start letting comics put their special up on YouTube. Because they can't compete and they're losing comics to YouTube. So I guarantee there's some deal coming out where they're like, okay, you can put this percentage on YouTube and we'll still go on Netflix. And it's because you can't. It is what it is.
It's a moving train. You're not stopping
it. It's not stopping.
Hop on board, Netflix.
Because what's happening, like you really look at the people selling tickets right now and none of them have, I don't want to say none of them, but very few of them outside the ones grandfathered in have popped off of Netflix. Most have popped off of either podcasts or YouTube
specials. Tim Dillon is murdering without any fucking Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, you look at all these people really selling tickets and they're all doing it through YouTube. Now a young comic coming up is going, well, I got to do it on YouTube. The Netflix thing is great and my parents are really proud, but YouTube is where it's at.
Yeah.
Now, once you get to a certain level, getting that big ass check and getting in front of people, I think makes sense. And I think that's where Netflix will always operate, like at the top end. But on the way up, bro, you know, you want to be where the people are.
Exactly. Yeah, fucking work hard.
We're going to let you go because you have a flight in
I'd keep you, but there's
two and
no
and a half
chance
hours.
In hell.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're not going to get blamed for you missing the fucking flight. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, guys, thank you so much for having me, man.
Andrew, thank you for being here, dude. And if anyone was unaware before, you're aware now. So check out Andrew Schultz, Flagrant 2, the Patreon, and the YouTube podcast. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.